Welcome to Failed It.
Oh my God, Rachel, our podcast manager. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Yay. Hello. I'm so excited too.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, let's tell the Failed It fam really quick how you got started with Improve It, how you came to be the podcast manager. Tell us all the things, sis.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So we're about to take a trip down memory lane because we go way back. I feel like we've known each other for what, about 6 years now?
Yeah, way back.
Yeah. So it basically all started my sophomore year of college because I was looking for an internship. And I clearly remember my sorority sister, shout out Andrea, telling me about a really cool gal that she worked for who owned an improv-based company and had an improv bachelor show. And after hearing that, I immediately knew, like, I was in, I want to meet this woman, this cool gal, whoever she is.
Oh, no. And then you met me and you're like, nope, no, keep going. I want you to get to your interview. Can you tell the Failed It fam about your interview?
Oh my gosh, yes. So I feel like this was the start of our Fails Together era.
Yes.
So I walk into this building. It's a co-working space where Improve It worked at. And we sit in this corner so that we're not distracted by other people or we don't distract other people working to do this interview. And as I'm like going through my resume and answering Aaron's questions, all you can hear in the background are like toilets flushing. And from there, I just feel like it was the start. Like it was a match made in heaven. We broke the ice and now we're like best friends.
One, I was like, have you ever been to an interview where you hear toilets flushing? Not once, not twice, but probably like 700 times.
That was so funny.
Okay, well, we flushed our fears away and created this budding relationship. And then I want you to tell our Failed It family how we always answer the phone. Tell them the Improve It story real quick.
Okay, so this is an inside joke that has stuck with me ever since I started really working for Improve It. And I was attending my first workshop, shout out Improve It. I totally pushed myself out of my comfort zone, but highly recommend. But anyways, when you enter this building to get into the workshop, there's a doorbell. And, you know, like when you answer the doorbell, you have to say like who you are. But instead of saying my name or like whatever, I just go, Improve It. And that just stuck.
That is literally how John, my husband, when I say Rachel, he goes, Improve It. Yep. It's his favorite story. I love it too. We always say it. So you went to Rome after your internship and got a big girl job when you came back. And then tell the Failed It fam how you came to be her podcast manager.
Yeah. So after I studied abroad, I obviously kept in close connection with you because you have proven to be my lifelong mentor.
Stop. Keep going. Okay. Stop.
But I remember you had Jackson and I really wanted to meet him. So I came over and I remember you pitching the idea of a podcast, but little did I know that you were going to ask me to be your podcast manager like a year later when it came to life. And now here we are.
Here we are. A year later, Rachel. Believe it? Failed It family, behind the scenes, Rachel has been putting together the show graphics, the show notes. She listens to every single episode, transcribes them. She does all the things. She helps find these amazing guests. So we could not do this without you. And we're coming up literally on the 1 year anniversary of Failed It, Rachel. I know.
So exciting.
Well, okay. So if you could describe Failed It in 3 words, what would it be?
Okay. So, I mean, I know the ins and outs of every podcast episode, as Aaron just mentioned. So you can trust these words that I'm going to say.
Yes. She knows for real. She knows everything.
So I think the 3 words that I would use to describe this podcast is real, relatable, and inspiring. And I can unpack that for you just a little bit too.
Yeah, do it.
So I would say it's real because our episodes and our guests talk about things that you typically would not normally talk about on a daily basis, or even like on in any conversation that you have. And our guests never sugarcoat anything. And our audience basically gets the inside scoop of like how you can learn from their own professional and personal mistakes.
Love.
And then it's relatable because no matter what episode you listen to or what guest you are learning about, there's always something in there that anyone can relate to, no matter who you are or where you work for. And then lastly, inspiring, because every single guest that we've had on, they talk about so much that it pushes me to want to be a better person after hearing their own stories and experiences that they learned from and now that I have learned from as well.
It's so true. Every guest is so different, right? Like they've been, you talk about failures and it's such a broad topic. You get so many different types of people on this show with so many different things that they've done in their lifetime. And right, you really know, you really, really know every word of this show. So I would say real, relatable, inspiring. That makes sense to me. I want to talk to you about what we're doing right now. This is our first mini-sode. And you and I had talked about this for a while. We've kind of toyed around with these. We've asked members of the Failed It family, should we do these? So can you tell, I'm living in the South now. Can you tell the Failed It family why we decided to do these mini-sodes and what they can expect from these mini-sodes? And you don't have to do it in the Southern accent, but if you want to, you can.
Well, thank you. I don't think I can do it, but
I love it.
But honestly, we just wanted to give our Failed It fam more. I feel like these mini-sodes are meant to give them more tips and tricks in a short form way to help them grow in their own professional and personal lives. And bonus points, it also gives them the opportunity to hear from our very own Improve It special improv professionals on how improv is so necessary no matter who you are or what you do.
Yes, Improve It. Improv professionals. So that's true. We have Rach on today. She's going to come back on some of our mini-sodes, and then we're going to have members of the Failed It family and the Improve It family on this show. We have about 22 improv professionals that help us facilitate all of our offerings who are in Chicago. Now we have some in New York, LA, Charlotte, North Carolina. So we're going to bring them on the show to help teach our Failed It fam in these little mini-sodes. And you and I have talked about ways to do this, and I think this is the perfect way. So I am so excited to have these mini-sodes. And today we want to give our Failed It fam a little inside scoop about what we just did internally at Improve It. So we threw Failed It family a failure party for the internal team. This happened. It was epic. Rach, I'm going to give the download of what it was. And then I want you to tell our Failed It fam why they should throw a failure party for their team. Because it was probably one of my favorite things we've done. We do a team building initiative almost every month. Team builders got a team built. You know what I mean? So we decided, instead of making a vision board of the past quarter or looking ahead to the quarter, let's take a reflection on Q1 in 2021. And instead of looking at a vision board, let's create a failure board of the things that we failed at in 2021 in Q1. So we did that. We shared our board internally. There's about five of us internally. So we each made a PowerPoint and we put little pictures on the PowerPoint of just things that happened that we failed at. We described each picture. And after each fail, we said, if you're a Failed It fam member, you know this term, fail yeah. And so it was so cool to hear what we all went through this past quarter, but to look at it through the lens of our failures and really celebrate that. So, Rachel, you just went through this. I want you to share with the Failed It family three reasons why they should throw a failure party for their team. And I'm totally open to your top three reasons here. I know they're going to be great. So, Failed at Fam, here are Rachel's top three reasons why you should throw a failure party for your team.
Personally, I am a perfectionist and I always strive to never make mistakes. So whenever I do make a mistake, it tends to hit me really hard internally. And I feel bad for those that it affected or feel like I let down my team. So I think that these failure parties are so important because you can get it off your chest to your team. And from there, you then will receive the support from your team that your mistake really wasn't a big deal and that everyone's been there before. Because literally nobody is perfect and we're all human. And in the media industry, which is my full-time job, whenever we start to get overwhelmed or things aren't going right, we always say that we aren't saving lives, which is so true. And we just need to take a step back and learn from our mistakes and know that you aren't alone and everybody's been there before. Which brings me to my next reason. A failure party for your team can help you figure out the mistakes you made and how they helped you grow and learn. I mean, it's like how you always say in improv, mistakes are gifts. So let's share our gifts with the team and grow together. And I'd say that the final reason that you should throw a failure party is that it'll ultimately bring your team closer together. I think it's truly a bonding experience and you're sharing vulnerable things that have happened in the past quarter or year that you ultimately failed at. So after sharing all of that, you'll learn so much from your teammates and gain empathy and a new perspective on them. And like I said before, you'll feel less alone. You'll even be inspired by other people's fails. Like for example, somebody mentioned that they failed to take breaks away from their screen during the workday or failed to go outside. And I realized that I too have failed at that. And now that I know that we're both on that same page, we can connect on that and push each other to be better together. So I would say to wrap that all up, number one is you can get it off your chest, your mistakes, and receive the support from your team and then help you figure out how those mistakes helped you grow and learn. And then it'll bring your team closer together.
Yes. Fail yeah.
Fail yeah.
Golf claps and fail yeah, Rach. So take this, Failed It Fam, take it to your teams. These mini-sodes are going to pack a punch. We're going to give you quick and dirty tips, tricks, exercises that you can do for your teams, for yourself as a leader. And we hope you take this back and implement it. It's so easy. Grab a blank PowerPoint slide, put some copy and paste some things from Google on there, show up for your team in a virtual meeting if you're still working from home, and share these fails because, as you just heard from Rachel, it really does make a huge impact. And I'm so glad we did it. It was really fun.
Yeah.
It's something different, right? Like, we have never done anything like that before, and we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah. And I mean, just to mention too, definitely do both professional and personal fails.
100%. Because I think, just like you alluded to, I think we kind of push those professional fails down when we're talking to our team because we don't want to talk about what we didn't do well. But that's actually where we were able to really bond and connect the most, I think. And we all talked about that afterwards, how cool it was to hear what we all think we're failing at. So Failed It Fam, take it, throw yourselves a failure party. Rachel, thank you for being the best podcast manager in the world.
Yay.
And fail yeah, everybody. Fail yeah.
Fail yeah.
Hey friends, thanks for tuning into Failed It. I am so happy you were along for the ride. If you enjoyed this show, please head on over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Now, if you're really feeling today's show, please take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at KeepingItRealDeal and share it to your stories so we can bring more people to the Failed It family. I'll see you next week, but I want to leave you with this thought. What will you fail at today, and how will that help your future successful self? Think about it. I'm so proud of you, and you are totally failing it. See you next time.